Joining us now, NPR News analyst Juan Williams for his weekly chat here on Day to Day. Welcome back, Juan.
Always, Alex. Good to be with you.
So I want to talk about Senator Clinton and her chances, because in the last couple of days, several political reporters are writing that her chances are looking less good every day. The New York Times, Politico.com, Slate very sharply saying that Senator Clinton really has problems now trying to see her way to the nomination. What are they writing about?
Well, what they're writing about in large part has to do with the decision of two state legislatures, Michigan and Florida, not to engage in a re-vote or re-election, however you want to characterize it, because Senator Clinton very much wanted to get it on the record that she could win those races and have those votes and those delegates counted in her column. Right now they are not counted because Florida and Michigan held their primaries in advance of the date permitted by the party, that their delegates and votes would not count. Now, Mrs. Clinton was on the ballot in Florida along with Barack Obama, and she won that handily. I think she was desirous of having something like a mail-in vote in Florida. They decided not to do it. But in Michigan, Barack Obama's name was not on the ballot. It was just Mrs. Clinton versus uncommitted. And so as a result, she very much wanted to have that done again and lost out. So that's what the political reporters are talking about. But I must say, I think that they are on the wrong track, Alex.
Why is that, Juan?
Because Barack Obama, as you just heard from David Greene, also had a tough week with the controversy over Jeremiah Wright. And in essence, introduced a real notch of doubt about his ability to win in the general election, something that the superdelegates are discussing actively. Is he the best possible candidate? And if Hillary Clinton going forward is able to demonstrate commanding wins in states that are really favorable to her in terms of their demographics, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Indiana, then suddenly her argument with the superdelegates becomes all the more strong.
Well, here's something. In the polls over the last week, national polls, looking ahead to November, not to what the Democrats are doing with themselves, with Senator McCain rising, and his numbers suddenly look better against either Senator Clinton or Senator Obama.
Americans, when you ask them, would you rather have a Democrat or a Republican in the White House, by 20 percentage points, that kind of span, say they prefer a Democrat. And yet, what you're seeing now is John McCain getting closer and closer, in some cases, as you just pointed out, pulling ahead of both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. In a year in which you would think the Democrats would really have to shoot themselves in the foot not to win.
Well, they've got a great aim for that. You're in Florida on, I think, actually trying to take a couple of days off, but you must have had a good political conversation this week.
You know, I had a terrific political conversation. I ran into a guy here who's an ex-NFL player, now works for the NFL itself, Gene Washington, and we were talking about the whole Barack Obama situation with Reverend Jeremiah Wright. What struck me was in listening to him, and I think he's 61 years old, elegant man, and an athlete, and has been through a lot here, that for his generation, you know, the whole idea of America paying serious political attention to race, not just coincidental, not as a civil rights issue or sociological, but political attention, was something new and something that really made all of his antenna on alert in a way that he hadn't. He wonders what's next in terms of this conversation for the United States.
NPR News analyst Juan Williams, another conversation with us next week. We think. Juan, good to talk to you again.
See you, Alex.